We asked the audience a couple of questions. One is, we heard earlier about the space unit had a complete response. I think we brought up this question of, what do you do? And I was curious how long you treat. You see a patient like the one we heard described earlier, they have a complete response. Most of the audience would keep therapy going, assuming they're tolerating it well indefinitely. Betsy, I'm starting to hear people talk about stopping in all kinds of different tumors. I've heard it in lung cancer, patient's stable, they've had a great response. Stop and maybe retreat or maybe not have to retreat. How do you approach these patients?
So for now, I would answer indefinitely, but I think when we come back here next year, we'll have more data. Fortunately, many of the pembrolizumab studies, I think one of the durvalumab studies and certain cohorts within the earlier phase one studies actually built in stopping at 1 year or 2 years. And it's really not going to be until we follow those patients out and see how they do that we'll know the answer to that question. This patient is feeling well. In my experience, I've offered patients to stop if they don't want to keep coming to the center. I don't know if any of you have had anyone take them up on it, but if they're feeling great, their cancer is controlled, they're not willing to take the risk without data, and we don't have data for them right now.